Road in Anderson or at boneyardcyclesonline.net today.
The ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramon?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Kwok and I were laughing during the break. You know, look, I could never be a manager, all right? Because I just couldn't stand watching some of this crap. I mean, your team is up 3-0. Cincinnati's up 3-0. And what do they do? They walk the leadoff hitter, Azunia. I know Azunia draws walks. I don't care, okay? You're up 3-0. The one cardinal friggin' rule that you cannot do is you cannot walk the leadoff hitter. I don't care if that dude hits the ball 900 feet. I don't care. If he makes it 3-1 with a 900-foot home run, I don't care. But I'm not walking him. It creates the exact same thing. It puts a free guy on base unless you get the next guy to ground into a double play. You just cannot do it. It's like a cardinal sin. I'm telling you right now, with the exception of Edwin Diaz, who sometimes will walk a guy and then strike out the other three, so you give him a little bit of leeway. But other than him, okay, if I was a manager and I have a 3-0 lead, I don't care who's on the mound. I don't care if it's my closer. I don't care. I have a 3-0 lead and he walks the leadoff hitter, he's out. I'm sorry. You're out. You're out. Hopefully you learn something from it. You're out. I'm taking you out. I can't. It's just like the ultimate card. It's like being up three at the end of a basketball game and following a three-point shooter. That's what it equates to. It's basically the same thing. I don't get it. I don't understand how you can do it. It's just like mind-boggling to me. And then the Reds fail to apply the tag at third. Michael Harris slides over the base. He's easily going to be out if you just keep the tag applied. But they didn't. He doesn't even try. You know, I want to say it was the Mets-Angels series when the Angels seemed to have two bases stolen in consecutive games. And the Mets player, I think it was Lindor in both cases, kept the tag applied. It was Lindor in both cases. Kept the tag applied. And honestly, you could not tell with the naked eye that either of these runners came off the bag. They were easily safe initially at second, but Lindor kept the tag applied. And by the way, when you keep the tag applied, you may even apply a little extra pressure. And the first one took like a half hour, you know, and Lindor is joking and lobbying with players on the other side about what this call is eventually going to be. The Mets announcers didn't think there was enough to overturn either one of those calls. They called them both out on slow motion replay and piecing it all together on consecutive nights. They called them both out. So you have to keep a tag applied. It's just common sense in baseball. And the Reds didn't do that either. The Reds were really fortunate. And you know, the Braves had a golden opportunity. It's second and third with nobody out, down two. A single ties the game, you know, and you still would have been in business. But, you know, it's the Braves, and it's the one of those years, so there was no single, and they did not get that hit. But, you know, Michael Harris is apparently fixed. You know, they said, and you know what? I haven't gone into the depth on this, into the weeds. I haven't really, I've just heard the this line that with the way they fixed Harris was a hand adjustment, and that the hand adjustment is suddenly causing him to, you know, hit 350. Okay. I mean, let's say that's true, and I believe it could be true. But let's say it's true. I'd have to go back and look at what he was doing before and what he's doing now and see what the difference is, but let's say it is. Maybe it's been explained. If you saw that explained on a Braves broadcast, let me know. But if it's true, why did you wait till there was 70 games left in the season to do it, or 80 games left in the season? Why didn't you do it, you know, way earlier when he was hitting 175? You know, dude is raking now. I mean, honestly, the way he's hitting now, you almost think, well, he needs to be moved up in the lineup. You know, before you're looking for a place to hide him. Now you think, okay, well, maybe he's the guy who should be batting second. You know, so, yeah. Tech said, my theory was Harris looked at the eclipse with no glasses on. We had a while back. I sort of like that. That's pretty good. Tech said, they all need hand adjustments. So, yeah, maybe, but that's what they say the deal is with Michael Harris. Hey, Ramona.
Yeah.
I've got a few things for you today.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Now, one of them, Ramona, is going to be the grossest thing we've ever said on the show.
Oh, no, because we've done some gross stuff. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's but, not good.
Yeah, there's going to be some Friday grossness at some point. One of these is the grossest story you have ever heard. Probably ever. Probably ever. You may have seen something like in a movie once, but in real life, this may be the grossest story. Yes, and you're right. We have told some very gross stories. You know, there was the dude with the horse down in Columbia or wherever that was.
Oh, no, that's not this, is it?
No. No, this is different. This is different. This is sort of sad, if truth be told. But then I have two other stories, Ramona. One of them is about a happy couple that was living a rather secluded, happy life for 2.5 years until they were discovered. All I can tell you is, Ramona, wait till you see this pair.
Okay.
I know you.
I don't know what you're talking about, but don't tell me unless you're ready to read the whole thing.
I know you think you've seen some things, but wait till you see this pair. Whew, what a smoke show she is.
A what?
Smoke show.
I don't know what that is. And I don't think I want to know.
We have lots to get to. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. No clips of bread. I did not say that. I could see Friday's already going to be trouble. I can see this day is already going to be lots of trouble. So these are things on today's agenda. We are going to talk about South Carolina and Virginia Tech, as we promised you for 3 days. We're going to talk some Athlon's O-line rankings. I have not done mine as yet. You know, I've been ranking everything all season. We're going to talk my ACC rankings, my SEC rankings. I've completed them both. My team rankings. We'll talk about that. Hopefully, we get to a little MLB trade deadline talk. Did the Mets win the trade deadline? It seems they might have. You know, and in a situation where there are... that's terribly wrong, Texter 704. In a world where we have 10, 11, 12 teams that could potentially win the World Series. I mean, it feels wide open. I think the teams that excelled at the trade deadline, in theory, have the best shot. And I think the Mets may have won the trade deadline. They added two quality relievers and a center fielder who's hot at the moment, and they seem to have addressed their key needs. So we shall see. Texter said, my Braves won the trade deadline. In a way. I think in a way. Texter said, did you see where Micah Parsons requested a trade? Look, my guy Jeff Benedict, who is an old radio guy and used to work in Atlanta and and is connected with the Falcons, probably as connected as anybody. He's the only guy who actually has inside info on the Falcons. You know, it's funny. People think he's been wrong before. He hasn't been wrong. He's been spot on about everything he said. It's just sometimes in a live draft, things happen that you didn't expect. So it screws it up. But Jeff seems to think the Falcons are right in the mix to land Micah Parsons. He doesn't seem to think so. He knows so. And we'll see how that plays out. He listed what the terms would be of that deal right now. I don't think Dallas would take that deal as constructed. I think that the Falcons would have to sweeten the pot. You know, it's interesting, though. The Falcons keep sort of doubling up. You know, they brought in Cousins, then they went after Penix. In this particular case, they spent two draft picks and spent a lot of ammo to go up and get Pierce to address the edge rushing need. Now they're going to make a trade for another edge rusher. Well, I mean, that's tripling down, and that's a little rich. You know, so if you're going to do that, I would think that Dallas would demand one of those two guys, either Walker or Pierce, as a part of any deal. The deal that Jeff had proposed would send Tyler Allgeier to the Dallas Cowboys. That's where it really makes sense, because Dallas still has a need at running back, and Allgeier would step right in as their starting running back. So I could see that. I could see that if it were to happen. I mean, look, it would be a big play deal. It would certainly excite the Falcons nation and Falcons fan base. There's no question about that. So I could see it from that perspective. So we have a lot of things to get to today. You want in 654-7627. I'll tell you what we'll do. And I think we'll start it this way, Ramona, because we didn't get to this really the last couple of days, and I want to. So let's talk a little bit about Virginia Tech and South Carolina to start the show in that big game. Obviously, if you've listened the last couple of days, I have done 8 hours of radio, and I would say, what would you say, 7 of it, Ramona, has been directly hardcore Clemson stuff? I think so,
right? Oh, yeah.
You know, 2 days ago, I mean, and or Clemson opponents. 2 days ago, we had Chris Blair on, the LSU play-by-play man. We talked all things LSU and Clemson, that matchup, and we talked Clemson football in that regard all day long. And then yesterday, we spent a lot of time on Dabo Swinney's press conference. Obviously, I took detailed notes. We went over every single element of that press conference, including the unfortunate element of starting a press conference with Hunter Helms. How that's possible, I just don't know. I don't know. No offense. I just, you know, Ben mentioned something about that. I had to laugh because it's just so true. I mean, you've got 8 million things to discuss. It's the start of a new season. You have Clemson, LSU on the horizon, and your first question is about Hunter Helms. Man, I just don't know. Actually, that's when it's time to find a different occupation. In any case, no offense to, you know, whomever asked that question. All right, let's get to a little Virginia Tech, South Carolina. And if you Gamecock fans want in on this, you Virginia Tech fans, actually, I've had a number of Virginia Tech fans the last couple of days asking me about, you know, this game and their situation and what I think their chances are. I've had some Clemson fans wanting Carolina to lose, asking me about this game as well. So we'll start with this, and then we're going to get to ACC, my ACC team rankings, and then my SEC team rankings, and that'll probably carry us through most of the day. You can get in. You can get in on this conversation. Again, I have some other things on the plate, too, and we have 3 other stories. So all that's coming your way today on this massive edition of Road Rage, this Luka Doncic pre-diet edition of Road Rage. All right. There's still a lot of time for him, Ramona, before the start of the season. He could fatten right back up again. He could plump right back up again. Let's talk a little bit about Virginia Tech and who and what they are. We've talked about their coaches yesterday. I'm not real high on that. Oh, you know what? I'll tell you what. Let me just see whether anybody answered this. Nah, it'll probably take me 2 days to get to my Twitter account, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. Let me see. I posed a question on Twitter, and the question was, it was sort of lost in my tweet. I should have put it right up front. But my question was, which three teams in the ACC have acted desperate since the start of last year? Have acted desperately, have acted in desperation since the start of last year? You know, in other words, as you look at this league and 17 teams in it, I don't think desperate is a place you want to be. You know what I mean? I mean, I think if you're in desperation mode, you're probably not going to be very good. Even if you've fixed all your holes, even if you're saying you're better off now than you were before, I think if you were compelled to go desperate, if you're compelled into desperation, then my logic tells me you're probably headed for more trouble. Which three teams in the ACC, before we even get to my rankings, before we even get to this, you know, Virginia Tech, South Carolina thing, which three teams acted desperately in the ACC? Because I think there are three who showed clear signs of desperation. Let's see. We got some answers. Texas said Miami. Andy says Miami, FSU, and North Carolina. Andy. That is really well played, Andy. Really, really well played. You have hit two of the three. Faxon mentions, because I said Wake Forest probably is the easiest schedule in the ACC. Faxon says, yeah, the win total way too low at 4.5. That may be, because their ACC schedule is very, very favorable. I mean, they don't play anybody. I don't know how this league puts together schedules where, you know, explain to me how one team winds up with Wake Forest's schedule and one team winds up with Syracuse's schedule. I mean, come on, man. There's got to be some sort of little trade-off there. I mean, you screwed friggin' Syracuse over royally. Dexter Scott said BC, Q's, and Wake. Let's see. What else do we have? I don't see the one other, I think, sort of obvious answer, but Andy is the leader in the clubhouse. Let me see if there's anybody who's jumped in on the text line on this immediately. 940, that's a good one, 940. That's a good one. 940 did well. Texter 356 did really well, hit two of the three. I've got some two of threeers. It's well done. You people are basically all over it. The one I think you're missing is Virginia Tech. I think the three teams that really acted in desperation were Florida State, North Carolina, and Virginia Tech. And just logically, as I said, I don't think desperation bodes well for you, but I think those three teams acted desperately. You know, in North Carolina's case, I mean, they hired Bill Belichick and his, you know, 20-year-old, whatever she is, whatever she is. And then in Virginia Tech's case, they fired the whole staff. You know, they replaced the coordinators. Last year, they said they didn't want coordinators with experience. They wanted to train them. This year, they said they needed more experienced coordinators. I just don't think that bodes well. And then in Florida State's case, they basically dumped the whole thing and started over. Okay, so I don't think any of those three situations are ideal from a football standpoint. I don't. So big trouble in all three places. Waltham, Tula, Road Rage. Chad, Tyrell Chad, I'm coming right there on the other side. We'll be back.
Spring is a time of growth, but it can also reveal hidden problems beneath your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist for a free inspection of the cracks in your walls, uneven floors, and sticking doors. These are signs you shouldn't ignore. Canty provides expert solutions to protect your home. Visit CantyCanFixIt.com or call 864-403-5263. Canty Foundation Specialists.
Canty Can Fix It.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the actually really seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Bob, you're a Clemson alum just like I am.
That's right, Ginger. I'm glad we struck up a friendship at Everlawn Independent Living.
Gosh, yes. Thank goodness we found Everlawn. Chef-prepared meals, housekeeping, and a fun schedule of activities like cards, movies, and parties. We can even catch a Tigers game or a show at the Brooks Center.
It's a sweet life, Ginger. Comfort, community, and Clemson pride.
I think we both agree. Everlawn Independent Living is where we belong.
Yay, Everlawn. Go Tigers.
Learn more today at everlawnliving.com.
It's Mattress Max Furniture's It's Not a Holiday Mattress Sale. We think you shouldn't have to wait on a holiday for a great night's sleep. Like Paramount Heavy Duty Mattresses, designed to not sag for 20 years. Save hundreds, because it's not Labor Day. 13-inch cooling cover mattress, not President's Day sale price, $499. Casper Mattresses, save hundreds off of internet pricing because it's not Columbus Day. So hurry in before the next big holiday. Every day, Mattress Max Furniture will save you money.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson and Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
All right, friends, Mickey Plotter here. Love for you to join us Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar. You know, Mondays are all about reviewing the weekend, so we'll get you caught up. What happened in college football with practices all across the country? We'll get you caught up with the Major League Baseball scene, the PGA Tour scene, the NASCAR scene, and we'd love to hear from you. Also, our guest, Dr. Steve Martin, will be here for our sports medicine segment brought to you by Arthrex. You don't want to miss it. It's Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the review of the weekend Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar.
Need assistance with door and window projects? The Home Depot can help. From inspiration and materials to ordering and installation, our free Millwork virtual apron service can get you moving and doing. Plus, we speak Spanish too. Our associates can help you tackle complex jobs without you leaving the job site, saving you time and money. Call us at 1-833-HD-APRON or visit homedepot.com/MVA. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Tennessee, the one place in this world I can get some good to eat. I'm hungry for some loving and some fried chicken. It goes down greasy, finger licking. I know just where to go. There's this woman I know. She shakes it up right and lets it simmer real slow. Memphis women and fried chicken. Memphis women.
That's a perfect choice today, Ramona. Texas blues man Delbert McClanton on the rejoins. That is a perfect choice. Are you there? Hello. Is this thing working? Testing.
Yes, while I'm here. We were in a break.
I know. You seem like you're a little like a drifting or something. Like
no, you're just...
Yeah, you must be already thinking about your vacation. Is that it?
I'm always thinking about my vacation.
It's wrong. That's
but
wrong.
There isn't anything wrong with me.
Yes, yes. You get to think about your vacation at 7:01 or during breaks.
Oh, yeah, because during breaks, there's nothing for me to do. You're right.
It doesn't seem to be. Tar Heel Chad. Chad, how are you, Chad?
Deb Tula.
How you doing there, Chad?
I heard your man Qualk toward the end of the show talking about Clemson with the eight guys that were on 11 that were on the team, yeah. And so
first team
UNC's on the exact opposite,
yeah,
of that.
Zero. Yeah.
So Clark was trying to say, the expectations are really high. And so I guess with us, expectations are really low.
Yes.
So
yes.
If we have a couple. The other thing I want to point out, your man Gio Lopez, I had a UNC buddy of mine tell me he's a fat Johnny Manziel. Now, I don't know how to take that. Other than if
a fat Johnny Manziel,
is that fat Manziel drinking and doing a lot of party favors, or is that Manziel in his prime? Anyway, I thought that was interesting. There, the Lopez stuff, it seems to be a little bit of optimism, but I got to see it before I believe it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you think about it. I know we've talked about it.
The first thing I think is there's no such thing as a fat Johnny Manziel. That's the first thing. And I think that Gio Lopez is more like, Diego Pavia or something.
Yeah, makes sense.
Which would not be bad. If he plays like Diego Pavia, he'd be all right.
The third thing, I think you're going to get some really good content out of Belichick. I've already seen a few things and heard some, so he's already getting a little prickly. So I have a feeling by game three, you're going to probably have some good material on a weekly basis for some of these press conferences. I think the honeymoon over the kumbaya is coming to an end. So I'm just giving you a heads up.
Yeah.
Getting a little prickly.
Yeah, I probably, and I don't know that this season is going to help his mood any, I'm not sure. What would you call her exactly?
That's his girlfriend, his mate.
Yeah. Okay.
Companion.
Yeah. Companion might be right. I'm not sure there's been any mating going on.
Well, I can't say what I need to say there, but
I think she may tell him that that's what happened, but. But I don't know. It's just the whole thing is just so friggin' strange.
Be fun.
Yeah. I mean, the image of her on the football field in her Carolina Tar Heel duster and her 1950 go-go boots and her who wears shorts, seemingly bossing people around on the football field is something that I will not soon forget.
I know last night was the first football game, not going to spend any time on it, but the Chargers, I heard your Collinsworth, and he kind of echoed what you said a couple years ago. I think his exact quote is Harbaugh is going to try to run it down everybody's throats this year. Get ready.
Yep.
And I thought it was interesting. I mean, obviously, nobody was playing last night, but I think Harbaugh, I mean, like him or don't like him, he's hell-bent to do it his way, and you got to think it's going to work. You know what I mean?
When I went through their schedule, Chad, I had them winning 13 games.
Oh, wow. So winning the division.
Yes. The strange part is, and somebody's got to lose. I mean, I guess they can all beat up OOC teams, out of division teams. But the way it came out for me, and math-wise this might not work, but I had the Chargers with 13, the Broncos with 12, the Chiefs with 11. And I think the Raiders are going to be vastly improved. How many wins that means, I don't know. But that division is going to be loaded and brutal.
Well, anyway, I don't know if they'll contend this year, but if they're 13 wins, that means you're talking about trying to win the AFC.
Yeah. Yep. Right in the mix this year. I think that's what they're going to be.
All right, buddy.
Yep. Thank you, Chad.
Thanks.
And I think Herbert is going to put up a huge statistical quarterback rating year. He's not going to throw for 5,000 yards. That's over. There's not going to be this Burrow thing chasing points in 40 to 38 games. But I think what you're going to see is, I think he's going to throw 30 touchdowns against like five picks. I think that's what you're going to say. And he's going to throw for, you know, 3,800 yards and complete 70% of his passes and that type of thing. Now, they also may take some shots, and so that may affect the completion percentage, but then the yards per attempt is going to go way up. You know, it may be that. It may be play action and take a lot of vertical shots, which they may have the pieces to do this year. We'll see. Darren and Pickens. Darren, how are you, Darren?
Hey, Walt.
Hey,
how
Darren.
Are you, buddy?
Good. Good to have you, Darren.
All right, thank you. Before I make three way too early college football predictions,
yeah.
I just wanted to make a comment about what I don't hear anybody talking about is the Little League World Series baseball.
Yeah.
I don't follow it real well, but I have a patient of mine here in Easley who has a grandson who is on the team who just won the United States Championships, and they're going to be representing... Yeah, the game just got over a couple of hours ago, I believe, and
really?
they beat the other South Carolina team, Irmo. And so they got a bunch of, I think it's 16 and under. They got a bunch of kids from the upstate. I think one's from Greenwood, and the kid who is on the South Carolina team. I forget which high school he goes to, but he's a lefty, and Clemson's already recruiting him. So he's a really, really good lefty pitcher. But anyway, they won the national championship of Little League Baseball, and they're going to be representing this country against the world now.
That's awesome. I mean, that's incredible. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, they played over there at J.B. Owens in Easley, you know.
Yep.
So anyway,
GB
I just thought
Red
I'd
Owens
share
complex.
That.
I'm trying to look for an update on it, and I'm not seeing it. So you said it just happened hours ago? May not have even made the internet.
The game just got over probably maybe an hour ago hour or two. But anyway... my patient was sending me texts updating me on what was going on, and they won, I think it was like 7-3 or something over Irmo.
That's awesome. Absolutely.
But anyway.
Congrats. Our hometowners, Ramona. How about that? Easily.
That's right. That's incredible. But anyway... the three predictions I want to go ahead and give is I got Clemson 27-23 over LSU.
Okay.
I got South Carolina 34-17 over Virginia Tech.
Ooh, ooh.
And I got my Air Force guys 27-13 over Bucknell.
I knew you'd squeeze Air Force in there, Darren, and we salute that 100%.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to be heading out to Colorado Springs for Parents Weekend during Labor Day weekend. So we'll be at the game.
And that's a beautiful area, too.
Yes, it's gorgeous out there.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
But anyway.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you all.
Congrats,
appreciate
Darren.
It.
Good job. Thanks for the update, too. How about that? Yeah, how about that, Ramona? The Easley Senior League World Series, and that team is going to represent the U.S. How about that?
That is pretty cool.
Pretty incredible. Yeah, I'm going to look for some more info on this a little bit later. I don't see where this has hit the internet yet, unless I'm looking it up wrong, but I don't know how it can be. I mean, I'm sure there's a result listed here somewhere, but I'm looking for more info. I'm looking for more words, more write-ups. All right, we have miles to go today before we get out of here, and we're going to start getting into my rankings. First, we're going to cover Virginia Tech and South Carolina, which we'll pick up on now. And then, because that's another of these big games to start the season, obviously we had a lot of South Carolina interest too. And not to mention, I've been promised it for 2 days, and we're always going to be Clemson-centric, but, you know, we've been all Clemson for the last 2 days completely. So
We'll give you a little Carolina love and Carolina Virginia Tech and tell you what we think is going to happen there. And you can get in and continue to jump in and join the conversation if you want. Then we'll get to my ACC team rankings, my SEC team rankings. There'll be some surprises. By the way, Clemson Brad, I believe it was, did have all three of the teams that I think have acted desperately. So we did have somebody who got all three. How about that? Was it Brad? I think it was Brad. Was it Brad? I believe so. God, did I lose that? I did. It's gone. I'm pretty sure it was Brad. It was here somewhere. I'm pretty sure it was. It's moved way down the board somehow. It was Brad. It was Brad. Brad has written me back to say it was him. Well, that's a good job, Brad. You got to call him out because you know nobody else will. So Brad had them all. He did. At 3:20, he gave me Virginia Tech, North Carolina, and Florida State. So Brad hit our match game play completely. You know, speaking of match game play, you know, I called into Kwok and Ben, and I asked them, you know, I talked a little bit about last year's defense and, you know, all the areas I think this year's defense is going to be better. And then I said, you know, quickly, give me your most interesting player this year on the defense. They said, most interesting can be particular to you. And, you know, and Ben gave me the exact guy I was thinking of. How about that? And that's Devontae Capehart, the other defensive tackle. Because I think Clemson's other three are going to demand so much attention. I think Capehart's a war dad. I think he's going to go earlier in the draft than people think. First of all, I think people don't even think he's going to be drafted. They're wrong. He's going to be drafted. And I think he's going to have a big year. You know, he's going to be the forgotten guy, and I think it's going to be hard to deal with him. Now, on this sort of most interesting, somebody apparently called in after I got off and said Sammy Brown. No, you can't pick Sammy Brown, okay? I didn't lay out all of the rules, but you can't pick Sammy Brown. Sammy Brown's a five-star linebacker. He better be interesting, okay? That doesn't count, right? Sammy Brown should go down as one of the great players in Clemson history. I'm looking for guys who are not getting the limelight or the attention and what makes them interesting. That's what I was looking for. So, you know, so Sammy Brown wouldn't qualify. Yeah, of course he's interesting, but that's not what I'm looking for. Capehart, though, is. No one's talking about Capehart at all. Nobody. They're talking about Woods. They're talking about Parker. They're talking about Held. But no one's talking about the other dude. And I think they ought to start talking about him. I think his play is going to talk about him. Billy and Easley, we'll get to you on the other side. We have a lot to do. Quick break.
Folks, be sure and join us for a Monday edition of Out of Bounds starting at noon here on The Roar. We'll, of course, recap Braves Reds from the weekend and my trip to Bristol Motor Speedway for a baseball game, which I'm very much looking forward to talking about. Plus, we don't have a lot of time left to get us ready for the college football season. Tons more to preview, coaches, quarterbacks, camp updates, all sorts of insight. We'll get into that as well, plus your phone calls and texts. Join us.
When you're on the water, peace of mind is priceless. Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi offer memberships starting at just $109 a year for freshwater services like towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat recovery, and more. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com.
Discover the transformation your home deserves with East Main Furniture. Our selection ranges from cozy living room sets, sleek dining room tables, bedroom sets, all designed to make your space uniquely yours. And don't forget about our large inventory of Lazy Boy recliners at great prices. Quality, style, and affordability are our promises to you. So why wait? We have the new room you need. Visit us online at eastmainfurnitureeasley.com and start your home makeover today. Visit us at 829 East Main Street, Easley. East Main Furniture, where style meets savings.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. Whether it's a long day on your feet, a demanding workout, or everyday aches and pains, you need relief that can keep up when pain persists. Aleve is here for you with longer-lasting body pain relief compared to leading OTC-branded pain relievers. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
Hey, Joe Fortenball here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sportsbook for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with the promo code JOEQ to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Great Raul Malo and the boys. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap has been covering the upstate for four generations. That's just not possible, but it's true. They're the most experienced, well, pretty obviously. They have the best ratings and reviews, also obvious. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, roof repair, roof replacement. They do it all. You've heard the unsolicited testimonial from Daredevil and others that people have Gilstrap has done their roofs for. They've helped Ramona. They help her once every 10 years, and then they don't have to go back again for 10 years. Minor stuff that they fix. But you're working with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs, for residential, commercial, industrial customers. This is Gilstrap Roofing. They work alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. Look, if you're looking for the best, the absolute best, fully licensed bond insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap difference. And what is the Gilstrap difference? It means they've been serving the upstate since 1935. From what my computer says, it's 2025. So how can that be? That's impossible. Family owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed bond and insured, a full service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. You tell me where else you're going to get this combination of things I just read, and the answer is nowhere. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232. Visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. You will 100% thank me later. To the phones. Billy and Easley, and then Rudy. Billy, how are you, Billy? Good to have you.
I'm doing great, Walt.
Thanks.
I heard you talking about the Senior League World Series being played in Easley right now.
Yeah.
And I'm a volunteer out there. I've been out there all week. And tomorrow is the championship game between the international team, which is from Puerto Rico, and the local South Carolina team that gets a team in it just because we're the host in Easley every year.
Okay.
But there's teams from California, from Chicago, from Victoria, Texas, from Pennsylvania, and from Irmo, South Carolina, who won the Southwest region. And our team, our local team, beat all of them. So they're advancing on to the championship tomorrow. And this is the same association that the Little League Association age group up, 13 to 16 year olds. And I'm telling you, it's some really good baseball. And yeah. And it's kind of sad. The attendance has not been good. And people in Easley and people around Easley need to get out.
Uh-oh. Billy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I think we lost you for a second. No, you know, has it been publicized enough? I mean, you know, that would be my question. I mean, maybe it hasn't. I mean, it sounds like it should have been. But you know, especially right here, I mean, we're here, and you know, and somebody should have contacted us, and we should have been talking more about it.
They did. Hey, yeah. The ads have been on your station all week.
Yeah, no, I've heard those. I've heard those. Maybe we just needed. Maybe we needed more of it. But yeah, I mean, it's and that's probably been the salvation for it. But we've run those spots, But so easily, won. How many games? How many games did they win to get to this point?
They have 1, 2, 3, 4 right now.
Okay, and so they're in the championship game, and the championship game is against Puerto Rico, and that's when?
Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and they are the United States champion at this point.
That's
Puerto
awesome.
Puerto Rico is the international champion, and tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning is the championship game. And yeah, it has been advertised on WYFF, on Fox Carolina. I know I've seen stories on those two stations. But, you know, I'm sure you could always do things better. But
is the attendance
billboards
been
up or around? I'm
so,
sorry?
So what – you said the attendance hasn't been great. What has the attendance been?
Basically, the attendance has been the parents of the kids that are playing. And some family and friends. Obviously, when the local South Carolina team plays, there's always more people there when South Carolina's playing. But even when these international teams play, there's teams from Australia, from Czech Republic, Guam, Mexico, Canada, and then the Puerto Rico team.
Yeah.
And it's a very fun event. You get to meet people from all over the world. If you love baseball or you love meeting people, it's a great place to come.
Well, hey, listen, people, the championship game is tomorrow at 10 a.m. It is Easley representing the United States versus Puerto Rico, and you should all be there. So let's friggin' go. Let's fill it up. Let's fill it up, road rage style. Let's go. Let's go. 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Let's go. Let's go, USA.
Let's go,
USA. USA.
Go.
Easley. Let's go. We're not letting Puerto Rico beat us on our turf. Are you kidding? Let's go.
That's right.
10 a.m. tomorrow. We kick their little A's.
Oh, I got to go.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Billy.
That's me.
Hey, Easley. No, I better not say that. I better
no.
Not, I had a reward for him afterward, but I better not.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I think we're running commercials about those kinds of rewards. So let's go. Let's go. USA, USA, USA. Easley. It's all tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. against Puerto Rico. All right, now you've got some publicity. Let's go. Let's fill it up. We're not letting Puerto Rico come here to Easley and win, right? No, that can't happen. That can't happen. We're going to send them packing. We'll thank them for coming, kick their A's, and send them packing. Let's go. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Good to have you, my friend. How you doing,
Rudy?
Buddy?
Good to have you.
Hey, what's the over and under on underdog as far as the Little League championships?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they have that one. I don't think they have that one on underdog.
Okay. Hey, well, is the talk about Micah Parsons, is that legit that Atlanta can land him?
It is, because the guy that I know is connected with the Falcons, and if he's telling you that, let me tell you.
Well,
give me a
would
second.
Would that really give Atlanta a really big boost on the defensive side?
I think it would. I mean, obviously he's already a proven commodity. I'm looking for his tweet that I responded to. I'll find it at some point here. Go ahead, Rudy. Just keep talking.
No. I'm just saying, man. I didn't realize that we could actually. I know Dallas. For some reason they don't want to give him a long term contract. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, I think Dallas's situation is they've paid a lot of money out already.
And they can't afford to keep him as well.
It might be the case. I don't know why I can't find that message right now.
I've been watching the WNBA since Asia Wilson, right?
Yeah.
Since she entered the league.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what, it's a really fun watch. It really is. And I'm going to tell you what, on Underdog, Paige Becker's, they let me lower it to 14.5 points per game. And I may jinx myself, but that is like taking candy from a baby.
It is. It is. I mean, she's like good for 20 seemingly every night. Even if she starts slowly, she still gets the 20.
I just don't get – she don't get the headlines, and all I see is Caitlin Clark. And my take on Caitlin Clark is she's like the John Daly of women's basketball.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. And you know, she's actually the third best player on her own team, but nobody bothers to actually watch the games. I think Paige is really starting to get the credit she deserves. You see her – on social media now every day with what she's done, and she's setting records that have just it's all new ground.
I mean, if they played year round, Walt, I would just take her, and I'd probably retire.
Yeah,
on Underdog.
Probably right. Okay, here it is. This is from my guy Jeff Bendick. He wrote, Falcons are talking with the Cowboys again about Michael Parsons. Initial offer is Kyle Pitts, Algier, 2027 first round pick, 2026 second round pick, and a 2026 third and fourth round swap.
Well, let me ask you this, Walt, real quick. Is he worth that?
I think he would be in Atlanta because, you know, when's the last time? I mean, the Penix thing was sort of a big splash, but prior to that, the last big sort of news for the Falcons was probably Michael Vick, you know. So it may be Matt Ryan. I don't know, but I think this would be a big, you know, put butts in seats kind of move that would get the Falcons fan base stirred up. I think it'd be good from that respect. My guess is that if Dallas and Atlanta were to consummate some sort of deal like this, that it you're probably going to have to give up either Walker or Pierce too. Now, you may one of these things that's on here might get scrapped, but I would imagine that Dallas is going to want an edge guy back. And the Falcons drafted two of them, so you know maybe that's why they drafted two of them. Maybe they had this working all along. Who knows?
While we still pay Kirk Cousins $40 million to sit on the bench, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's the bad part, Rudy.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, bud. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Good talking to you. Yeah, that's the unfortunate part. Anthony, how are you, Anthony? Good to have you.
Good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, Anthony.
Yeah. I just wanted to call in and give a shout out to the Hart County Senior League softball girls. They're up in the Little League World Series in Delaware, and they're in a game right now against the Philippines, and they're up 3-2, so they got two more games after this if they win it to play in the championship game. I just wanted to give a shout out to them.
How about that? That's absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. Yes, sir. I mean, we love that kind of stuff. That's well done, Anthony. Any more info on it?
I don't have any right now. I actually on the way home. So.
All right. Well, we appreciate you sharing that. Good job, Anthony. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
And you know, we should point out, Ramona, this is actually true. 934 says Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens by birthright. I mean, they're both U.S., but we get it. But it still doesn't count. Okay, it still doesn't count. It's still us versus them. You're technically right, but it doesn't change. It doesn't change what we're saying. It just doesn't. It's still us versus them. You know, yeah. You know, we have again. Technically, he's correct. Technically, he is correct. Lots to get to. You want to get in 654-7627. You can get in and enjoy the conversation. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Auto Group has employee pricing for everyone. Listen, listen up, car and truck shoppers. It's the final days of employee pricing for everyone at Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford. This means it's your last chance to pay what the factory worker who builds the car pays, not a penny more. And everyone knows the employee price is the best price. From now until the end of the month, you can get it at Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford. Had your eye on a new truck, now's the time to buy because Lake Kiwi has over 300 trucks available. And get this, because the employee price is so low, that pushes the price down on all the pre-owned vehicles as well. So now is the time to buy. So go see our good friend Mark Williams and his crew at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram today. Lake Kiwi's easy to find, Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford. Final days of employee pricing for everyone. From now until the end of the month, you pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram always gives you transparent pricing. They show you everything. You get every available discount. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees they have the best price. Simply put, if you buy somewhere else, you could pay too much. Don't do that. Don't do that. Go see my good friend Mark. So look, next time this rolls around, the Senior League World Series, you get in on this show, and I'll make sure the stadium is filled up every single day. You get in on all the shows, and we will make sure that that stadium gets filled up every single time. All right, let's friggin' go. All right, we have lots to get to. Let's get back to this conversation about Virginia Tech and South Carolina, because I've been promising that for 2 days and haven't got to it. Virginia Tech, then, one of my teams that I feel has acted in desperation. I don't think desperation is a good thing, and not only that, I don't think this team's very good, all right? So, listen, I know they were in a bunch of one-score games last year, and I know the thought process is, well, you know, we added a couple coordinators, and again, I think they upgraded defensively. I don't think Montgomery's not an idiot. He might help Drones. Drones was banged up last year. He had three different leg injuries. That might all get better. My problem with this football team, my overriding problem with this football team is that where's the talent gone? I just don't see it. I mean, I look up and down this roster and this team, and I don't think they're good enough, period. I mean, I don't care who coaches this team. I just don't think there's enough talent. I think the Virginia Tech program is drowning right now, and I don't think desperation is a way to fix it. I think desperation is a way to be pulled, sucked deeper under the water. And that's where I think Virginia Tech is, which is why I don't really think they have any chance to beat South Carolina. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services. Where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Okay, I've got my textbooks, my orange tiger gear, my parking pass. Wait, this mattress from home? No go. I need real sleep before game day. At Engine.